Happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is Monday, May 24th, 2021, and this is episode number 16 of series 2021. This episode is titled, Why Do I Need to Repent? According to the Blue Letter Bible, the word repent appears 46 times in 43 verses in the King James Version of the Bible. What does it mean to repent, and why does the Bible command us to do so? First, let's take a look at the meaning of the word repent. In common parlance, to repent means to feel or express sincere regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing or sin, to view or think of an action or omission with deep regret or remorse. While these are good definitions for the word repent, the biblical concept of the word repent goes even deeper. According to the Bible, to repent means to change one's mind, to do a 180-degree turn in the opposite direction. We find this meaning of the word repent in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, where the Greek word metanoeo is used for the word repent. Metanoeo is defined in Strong's Concordance as to change one's mind, to change one's mind for the better, heartily to amend with abhorrence of one's past sins. In his commentary on the verse, theologian F.F. Bruce writes, "Repentance, metanoia, change of mind, involves a turning with contrition from sin to God. The repentant sinner is in the proper condition to accept the divine forgiveness." So, now that we've explored the definition of the word repent, why do we need to repent? Indeed, why does the Bible command us to repent? Here are three basic reasons we all need to repent. Number one, we are all sinners, and sin is an affront to God, who is perfectly holy. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Sin cannot stand in the presence of a holy God. When man fell in the Garden of Eden, his sin separated him from God. There was no way that man could atone for sin to a perfectly holy God because man was now hopelessly sinful and imperfect. Were it not for the mercy of God in sending Jesus to atone for our sin, mankind would have been doomed to spend eternity separated from God and in unspeakable torment. Number two, if we don't repent of our sin, we will spend eternity separated from God in an indescribably horrific place called hell. While Jesus paid the price for our sin by his death and resurrection, we must individually receive his gift of eternal life in order to go to heaven. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus says, "Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." A gift is not a gift until one receives it. So it is critically important that if a person wants to be saved, he accept Jesus Christ as his Savior. Number three, repentance reconnects us with God through Jesus Christ and allows us to go to heaven when we die. Whereas sin separates us from God, repentance reconnects us with Him. When we repent, we are saying, in essence, that we choose God over sin and that we desire a relationship with Him above a relationship with sin. If you have not yet repented and accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, I urge you to do so now before it is too late. He is returning soon to remove his followers from this earth before the coming great tribulation that will bring untold horror on the earth. to receive Jesus Christ, pray this simple prayer with me now. Lord Jesus, I need you. I don't want to live in sin any longer. I invite you into my life now. I receive you as my personal Savior and the Lord of my life. Thank you for forgiving me and bringing me into your family. Thank you for saving me. In your name I pray. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, please write to me at drmarianne@mariannediorio.com. I would like to send you a free e-booklet that will help you get started in your walk with Christ. I also encourage you to get yourself a Bible and read it every single day. The Bible is God's love letter to you, his manual for your life. In the Bible, God reveals who he is and he teaches you how to live. Finally, ask the Lord to lead you to the church of his choice for you, where you can learn about him and have fellowship and encouragement with other Christ followers. It is critically important in these last days to fellowship with other believers who are mature in Christ and can guide you as you grow in him. If you are not yet a subscriber to the Winning with the Word blog and podcast, I urge you to click on the link below to subscribe now so you will not miss a single weekly episode. And please tell your family and friends about Winning with the Word. Please pass this post and podcast on to them. Thank you. For those of you who may not know, I write fiction about many of the issues I deal with in this blog and podcast. My latest novel, Miracle in Milan, has just been released in both print and ebook formats and deals with the issue of unforgiveness. It is the story of a young female auditor who discovers evidence that the man she loves is an embezzler. You will find Miracle in Milan to be a page-turner that will keep you on the edge of your seat. To order your copy, go to Amazon or to my website bookstore at mariannediorio.com/book-table. You will also find Miracle in Milan on Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. This podcast is funded by listeners like you. If you have been blessed by Winning with the Word, I invite you to become one of my special patrons on Patreon.com. For only $1, $3, or $5 a month, you can help me proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. Winning with the Word now reaches 50 countries on 6 continents because of your faithful support. So please help me to keep Winning with the Word on the air by becoming one of my valued patrons. Your patronage helps to cover the cost of producing, hosting, and distributing Winning with the Word to the four corners of the earth. Patrons receive special benefits, including free books, short stories, podcasts, and videos. So join my wonderful team of patrons and become part of something great. To become a patron, go to patreon.com/winningwiththeword. I would like to thank all of my patrons who are making this podcast possible. I could not do it without you. Finally, be sure to check out my latest nonfiction book, The Iron Saint. This book, modeled after the Ironman Triathlon, talks about the coming persecution of the church in America and how you can prepare for it. The Iron Saint is available on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and other major book purchasing venues. You may also find it on my website at mariannediorio.com/book-table. Get a copy for your pastor as well. Until next time, remember that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the Word.